AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Hillary Clinton slamming Donald Trump after last night's presidential candidates forum.
He trash-talked American generals, saying they've been, quote, reduced to rubble. He suggested he would fire them.
Here's what Trump said last night about the fight against terrorism.
I think under the leadership of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, the generals have been reduced to rubble. They have been reduced to a point where it's embarrassing for our country.
Trump says he has a plan to defeat the Islamic State group, but this morning Clinton said he doesn't have a plan, but she does.
We should make it a top priority to hunt down the leader of ISIS, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and bring him to justice, just as we did with Osama bin Laden.
President Obama said this morning that Trump is unfit for the White House, and he doesn't think the American people will elect him in November.
I have confidence that if, in fact, people just listen to what he has to say and look at his track record, or lack thereof, that they'll make a good decision.
The president was in Laos ending his trip to Asia. He bristled at Donald Trump's suggestion he'd been slighted in Asia or that leaders in the region were rejecting his leadership. NATO officials and others are meeting in Belgium today to talk about how to better defend against cyber attacks. NATO leaders have called such attacks a security challenge that they say could cause as much harm to NATO nations as conventional military attacks. Retired Pope Benedict says governing the church was not his strong suit, but he says he doesn't see his papacy as a failure. Benedict is 89 years old and is writing a book about his papacy, the first such book ever written by a former pope. This is AP Radio News. If you've got a Mazda, you may have to make some time to take it in for service. Some Mazdas are being recalled. Here's our auto writer, Tom Krischer.
Mazda is recalling 2.2 million cars and SUVs across the globe. The rear hatches can fail, and that can cause the hatch to fall on people, and they can be injured by broken parts or by the hatch itself.
Included in the recall, some late model CX-5s and CX-3s, as well as some Mazda 3 compact cars made between 2010 and 2013. Hundreds of workers at the Peeps plant in Pennsylvania are on strike. This is the plant that makes marshmallow Peeps and other candy. The company's moving workers from a pension plan to a 401k plan. Angry workers are also protesting the company's proposals on pay and health benefits. Fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week. Looks like bosses are holding on to their workers. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
This is Amy Brown from Feeling Things with Amy and Kat. Back to school season always feels like a fresh start, not just for kids, but for all of us. It's a great reminder to create new routines and find meaningful ways to connect with our family, friends, and community. Hasbro Games make it easy to gather around the table. Put the screens away, share some laughs, and create joyful memories together. Whether it's Monopoly, Connect Four, Guess Who, or another family favorite, there's something for everyone. You can find these and other Hasbro favorites at your local Walmart, walmart.com, or simply tap the link in today's show notes to bring more play into your week.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.